Good morning. Today is August 10th. You are listening to Guild Investments Podcast. Please visit us at www.guildinvestment.com where you can sign up to receive our commentary. We send updates on a weekly basis. If you'd like to be communicated through email, please visit our website. If you like what you heard today, please feel free to hit the subscribe button. We appreciate any feedback that you may have, so please leave some comments below if you have any comments or questions. Today on our podcast, we have Monty Guild, Chief Investment Officer of Guild Investment Management, and our founder.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to start by talking about the markets as a whole, what's going on in the world today, and how it impacts world markets. Just as an aside to begin with, today the market is selling off because of fears about Turkey, which we've mentioned in our weekly letter. Turkey is an unstable country with a high inflation rate and other economic problems. It's not a big enough or powerful enough country economically to impact world markets or world banking system, although the banks that have lent a lot of money in Turkey are probably being marked down today. Turkey is a short-term problem. It could develop into a Middle Eastern economic problem or an Eastern European economic problem, but that's doubtful. Turkey is located in an important location geographically, and both Russia and the United States are currying favor there because of its important geographic location. However, it has not been a well-run country for years and continues to be very poorly run by an autocratic and not very economically sophisticated president. The U.S. and world influence today, we see the pivotal influence in the world today as being the value of the U.S. dollar. As all of you know who follow us, we think the dollar is going to continue rising, and it has risen quite a bit in the last few months. Because of a strong dollar, inflation is not getting as strong in the United States as it would, but it also makes investing abroad outside of the United States less than attractive for U.S. investors. Why is that? Let's say you buy India, which is one of our favorite countries, and the Indian market goes up 12%. However, the Indian rupee falls 8%. You're only getting a benefit, if you're an American investor, of 4% because of the devaluation of the currency. This is not just happening in India. It's happening in every major world currency and every major world economy. Therefore, we are not at all bullish about foreign markets at the present time. We remain bullish on the U.S. economy and the U.S. stock market, which is driven ahead by very strong U.S. corporate profits. 80% of S&P 500 had above expectation on profits, and they averaged 24% for the S&P 500 earnings increase. The economy is doing fine. How about potential trouble spots? Well, people are very worried about many things, so let's go through some of those. Italian banks could be a problem, but the ECB, European Central Bank, will bail them out. Overly tight policies in China leading to a collapse of Chinese economic growth. That could happen, but it's not happening because about a month ago, China began to loosen their economic policies. 3, collateral damage from trade conflicts. That may hurt China, who exports 500% more to the United States than they import from the United States, but it's not going to hurt the United States. Sharp growth slowdown in some significant country or region. Well, we're seeing a sharp growth slowdown in Turkey because of their weak banking system. But other than that, these problems are not real problems today that would create a global economic setback. They could become problems in the long term, and it's our policy to watch very carefully for these problems and to inform our readers and listeners about them well in advance of their occurrence. This is something we've done very successfully over the past decades since founding this company in 1971. We see no major inflation issues as well, except in a very few, very small, very poorly run countries like Venezuela, Zimbabwe, Turkey, Iran. We see no long-term problems from inflation. As far as gold goes, gold seasonally does pretty well in this season, and with instability in the currency markets, we could see gold rise. In addition to that, cryptocurrencies, which are taking some of the attraction away from gold, are expanding, and new ICOs, initial coin offerings, are taking place rapidly and frequently. We do believe that cryptocurrencies will have their day in the sun again in the next few months or years, but not probably right now. We believe that the fact that the ICE, which is the Intercontinental Exchange, the owner company that owns the New York Stock Exchange and many other global exchanges, has announced that they will be offering a cryptocurrency trading platform and clearing platform for cryptocurrency futures. That is a big positive step for cryptocurrencies. Other issues I'd like to point out to you. Historically, when the Chinese yuan has fallen in value, what has happened is it set the world ablaze, it's frightened the world and caused U.S. stocks to fall in value. Pardon me. Not the case this time. The yuan was falling in value, is recently stabilized, and that has not been happening because the economic picture in China is quite positive now. There is no long-term economic problem. There may be very long-term economic problems, but there's no intermediate-term economic problem. India, the economy is steaming ahead in India, and it's doing well. Our only reason for not investing in India right now is our concern about India's currency falling versus the U.S. dollar, removing the benefit of owning Indian stocks. And the last thing I'd like to announce is that in January 16, some of our clients who are retirees asked us if we could offer accounts that would hold income-producing securities but would not suffer like bonds as interest rates rose in 2016 and beyond. The Guild Investment Management had mentioned in early 16 that we see bond prices rising for years, and clearly they have risen since early 16. What we did was we selected 15 to 20 dividend-paying common and preferred stocks that we believe could be used to create income for clients during a period of rising interest rates. We picked stocks which paid dividends in excess of the 10 and 20-year Treasury bond yields and which we believe could rise because the businesses would do well even in a period of rising inflation and be able to raise their dividends. And we plan to hold these for long term for people who are concerned about taxes. So this is a retirement income product using equities that does not worry about taxes because we won't have a lot from capital gains because there won't be big turnover in the portfolio, and that will own dividends which could rise over time. Although there's always the risk of loss in any investment program, and this one could in the future have a risk of loss, historically the results have been good. And if you would like information on this, please contact Guild Investment Management, and we will give you the data. All in all, we're bullish on buying stocks after this current market correction takes place. We think the current market correction could last into September, because this is the season of the year where the market often goes sideways or lower. We anticipate things like the Turkey instability, other potential instability in other European or Asian countries could take place during this period when a lot of the world's leaders are on vacation. Very often you have crises in August and September. So we look at those crises periods as opportunities to add to the instruments that we like, which are mainly U.S. stocks in the fast growth sectors of the economy. Travel technology, oil production, retail, consumer, cybersecurity, electronic payments, hospital management, and high-tech disruptors. These are the sectors we continue to favor in the U.S. And for more information, you can subscribe to our free newsletter, which comes out every Thursday. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your weekend.